This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I was just singing a chorus of Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Remember that from Monty Python, silly stuff. A lot of good stuff. We need silly stuff here. Let's close in on this day. It's Monday, the 16th of November, as I reminded you maybe earlier if you were around. If you weren't, shame on you because you missed a lot of good stuff, conversation about what's going on in the world. It is halfway through the month of November. We find ourselves. So what the ladies of the day are here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. I'm not a lady of the day, but I am a person. Maybe that's why I shouldn't identify you as ladies of the day. I should say, you know, to be politically correct, the cancel culture would not like it if I perhaps kept referring to you as ladies or girls or women. Because, you know, we had to treat everybody the same, right, ladies? Oh, excuse me, right, persons?
You couldn't even do it through one time.
I know, it's pretty silly. Expect the extraordinary today as we look around at what is happening. One of the things that I did want to spend a moment or two on was this former Louisville police detective who was involved in the botched raid that ended with the death of Breonna Taylor. Apparently he's been accused by a woman of sexual assault. But I wonder why it's taken this long, because this woman said it happened in 2018. So why is it that I ask this when these things keep coming up? Is this real? Are they just taking advantage?
Not every woman is able to come forward right away. It takes women, and we've heard countless stories of sexual abuse victims, and sometimes it takes years for them to be able to reconcile the fact that it happened to them and then to go public with it, especially against a police officer. I mean, you know, she said she didn't come forward, and there are numerous cases, by the way. Before, right after the Breonna Taylor murder happened, on social media, there were a lot of things going around about women coming forward saying that same cop in uniform in his cop car was famous and infamous for preying on drunk girls at a local bar.
That too. Yeah,
so the bar is actually being sued now too, saying that they knew what this guy was doing. And so women think, okay, I'm getting a ride home with a cop who's a local cop that everybody at the bar knew, seemed to be friendly or whatever, and then he's sexually assaulting women in his cop car. So, you know, this is a horrible person.
How do guys
person.
Like this get to be police officers? How
well,
do they
yeah,
stay?
You wonder.
And this is that
sadly,
question.
Sadly, only
that
more
keeps
cops like
up.
This are going to be getting to be police officers because no one in their right mind right now would want to become a cop. The best of the best are not going to be interested in it. And unfortunately, I think this is just the beginning.
So we're creating more problems for ourselves by allowing
opinion.
This to happen. We are.
I think without more scrutiny, and you're not going to get that by defunding police, it's going to be rough. You know, I think
reorganization, but not defunding. That should be the cry.
More police are. I mean,
well,
not
that's
the best
exactly
of the best.
What Joe Biden has said. Yeah.
Mm. Well,
the defunding thing was just stupid. I don't know. I think that was. I understand why some people feel that way, but, you know, they were not Biden supporters. That was really the Bernie people were saying.
Well, I think, and maybe, I don't even care who they're supporting because I think the message is more important than who they vote for, but I mean, they did. So as much as we can say it's not real, they did defund the police. They defunded the police in Minneapolis, and now there's a spike in murders. They defunded the police in Los Angeles. Now all of our special units are being disbanded right now. So gangs, drugs, rape, all of that stuff, that's all being disbanded.
What, do these
what
people
we're creating
think?
Is
the
that we're creating a group of people
moves,
who are going to give
what
tickets.
What do you think is reality? So we know that a lot of the police are doing the wrong thing. That's part of the pressure that is undue.
Not a lot of
how
the police
really
are doing the wrong thing.
No, I'm not saying the wrong thing. Just a second. Let me finish. I didn't say they were doing the wrong thing. They are not doing the proper thing in the sense that their job shouldn't include a lot of social work. I mean, we have the same conversation that gets tiresome over and over again. It really is time for us to shake up at the roots. And I don't know that these people that are in the leadership position or will be nationally, I think it's up to local communities to really bear down on what it is that you want. What do you want the police to do? What do you want the school department to do? What do you want the Department of Public Works to do? What is it? You're paying the taxes, so what do you want for value from your taxes. That's up to you. Not you keep looking up at the sky and thinking that Joe Biden and Harris are going to fix all this crap. They aren't going to do it. They don't. That's not their mandate, really. The mandate, you should have a mandate. It's the, I look at it the same way as I take care of my body. I want to know what's going on in my community. I want to know what I'm paying for. Too many people just give it over and say, more taxes.
Well, people
you know
need
what?
To know on a local level what's actually happening.
Because
that's where that is where the real stuff that
it
affects
is.
Your day-to-day life. It affects your drinking water. It
Joe
affects
Biden's
the,
not going to affect your life for squat. Frankly.
Well, that's not true, but in the local stuff is what affects your day-to-day life. So that is where people need to pay more attention, but we don't. Everybody gets hung up on the much broader things. Now, some of the broader things are really important and will impact your life, but for the most part, you know, are your kids getting a good education in your local school? How involved are you in the local school? You know, like, those are the things that really will affect the future generation and health, you know, environmentally, what's going on? Is there pesticides on the playground? Like, this is the kind of stuff that people need to pay attention to, and I don't know how many actually do.
Yeah,
it's all local.
Right. What's the latest on the coronavirus vaccine? Anybody got an update on what we have?
There's a new update from Moderna. Remember, we heard about Pfizer last week. Now,
right.
Moderna said that they have one that's 95% effective. That's going to be ready for emergency approval.
And how effective is the one from Pfizer?
I think it's 90.
90%. All right. So they're going to try to outdo each other by points. Anyway.
And also, I mean, really, we're going to probably need both vaccines. It's not like one's going to win over the other. It's that they'll probably roll both of these out.
Let me ask you this. If Trump says that Biden won the election, why is he not conceding? Why don't the
two go
hand in hand?
He took it back.
He
took it back. Yeah. And then he said, I concede nothing. And, you know,
He took back that Biden won?
He took it back that he clarified that he was not conceding. So he tweeted about it in all caps. So the lawsuits continue. A lot of them have been, most of them actually have been tossed out in certain states. The judges are just, there's no evidence.
A lot of the ones that have been tossed are the ones that have been filed by individual groups. He admitted, according to the campaign's big lawsuit, which is worked on by Sidney Powell and Giuliani and Pam Bondi, those are supposed to come out this week. So,
all right. So who are some of the people that are likely to be in a Joe Biden cabinet? Old timers that we've seen around before.
Susan Rice is one that I've been seeing around a lot.
Well, we don't know yet. She's on a list of it's speculation at this point. We know about the chief of staff, and other than that, and the coronavirus task force. But you know, Dr. Fauci over the weekend was on the show saying, you know, that the Trump has forbid any communication between the two task force, which is just. I mean, who's really, like, I don't know. How do you really say that you have a president that's sitting in the White House right now that actually cares about the American people when he won't even allow medical experts to confer with each other?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
That's what I said last time, like the last 4 years when Trump didn't get his transition from Obama and said he got a bunch of people spied on. We've got to get out of this because it's not helpful to anybody. It's becoming a game of blockade.
Right. All right. So the Gavin Newsom legal loss, he overstepped his authority on mail-in ballots. So who's suing him?
A bunch of people in the state have sued him individually because he's overstepped. This kind of stems from an assemblyman, Kevin Kiley, who is an assemblyman from up north in California from the northern part, and he said that Gavin Newsom has used 58 executive actions, all because of COVID and the coronavirus, and so he said that he doesn't have the authority to do all of these mandates that he's done, including it just changed the election laws in the state, and a judge agreed with him twice, on the first time he's used his executive power unconstitutionally, and then secondarily just saying, you know what, we're going to do universal mail-in, that's what it's going to be, and rolling them out. So you have to go through a process. It has to be voted on by the state legislature, and he didn't use that process.
Arrogance, really arrogance, that's what it's all about. So the essence of a bunch of other things that are going on here in terms of runoffs. I think I'm looking at the thing in Atlanta or in Georgia. I think it's going to go one for one. In other words, there'll be one Republican, one Democrat. That's the way I think it's going to come out. So what does that do to the context of the Senate? Is it staying
the Republicans only win if they win one seat, they have control of the Senate. Mm-hmm. So they could win one. I don't know that that's going to be. I think there's going to be so many people from the Republican and from the Democrat side trying to get this election that the votes are going to be consistent. People are going to vote two Democrats or two Republicans. I can't imagine a lot of people voting one for one because of the activists that are going to be, like, flying into that state trying to get people to vote their way.
See, that's not really what I saw. I saw that it looks like one person is kind of the guy running against, is it Imhoff? What's the guy's name?
Ossoff. So is Ossoff.
The guy running against him is an idiot, apparently. But the other guy is...
Well, that's the Perdue guy, yeah.
So it's Senator Perdue against Ossoff, and then it's Kelly Loeffler against Warnock. And both of them, Perdue actually won by 3 points, but he didn't have 50% plus one, which is why his race went into a runoff. Kelly Loeffler had another Republican running against her and a Democrat on the ballot. So it was two Republicans and a Democrat. So the Republicans split the vote there. So if you add together those Republican votes, she probably would have eked out a victory. I don't know if she would have made 50%, but the Republicans split the vote. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of money is going to go into that state. Really up for grabs.
Yep. All right, tell us about the 2020 scent candle before you go, Jennifer, will you please?
It smells like Dr. Fauci and the Tiger King.
Wait, what is this?
There's a candle that smells like 2020 that's been out there. It's $20. And they've put together a scent of 2020, which involves banana bread, hand sanitizers, or it kind of takes you through the year, and then like woodsy, masculine, I don't know, like high karate aftershave because of the Tiger King. And they've put it all together into one delicious candle to help you memorialize 2020.
Right. Happy 2020.
I'm getting that for you guys for Christmas. Don't steal that idea.
I thought it would have just been the scent of dumpster fire. So, like, everything that's in a dumpster on fire.
Well,
all
we haven't smelled
together.
I mean, think about banana, hand sanitizer, and Joe Exotic. I mean, it can't smell great.
The big tree... Well, actually, there are two trees in the news, one going to Rockefeller Center and the other one going to the White House. The decorations are starting. I saw somebody, Christmas lights on their porch already, and I see that
people
who are decorating earlier seem to be happier.
Our tree went up this weekend.
I know. I'm so proud of you. That's so good.
Well, it's the earliest. I mean, it's insane. And the thing is, like, my husband loves Christmas, but, you know, I always thought it was weird because his family has a tree up on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But now this is before Thanksgiving, and I feel like I'm late because everyone on social media already has their tree up.
I know.
I feel like I was behind.
Everybody's pressuring me, too. But you know what? Mm. It's still early. It's fine.
I'm not doing anything until I find out for sure the kids are coming for Christmas. Bah, humbug! They don't come.
Mm-hmm. You don't even hang a stocking for Daisy?
I give Daisy a treat. She probably won't know the difference between whether there's a stocking up or there isn't one, one way or the other. Time for a thought of calorie. And if you're thinking about, I don't know, though, can you do this for Christmas? You can give somebody a weight loss product for Christmas. That really doesn't, that's not too cool, is it? Give yourself one. Does that make sense?
But my friend's wedding anniversary is this week, and her husband, she just bought a new Dirt Devil, and her husband was all disappointed because he was going to buy her one for their anniversary. So, no, you don't give weight loss for a gift, and you don't give vacuums for anniversary gifts.
Okay. I gave a telephone once to, I think the first Christmas I gave that, got upset with me when I gave her a telephone for Christmas, I guess.
Rightfully so.
My God. Calatrin. Don't give it for Christmas. Give it to yourself. Give yourself a gift now. Choose Calatrin for healthy weight loss. Makes a lot of sense. It's a scientifically formulated, scientifically proven enzyme complex that will aid your body in repair and rebuilding. It's all about losing the weight and keeping yourself in shape. You can lose a lot of weight and then just become flubbadub. You don't want that. What you want is to lose the weight, keep it off, and tone up your body. That's why you can get three bottles of, right now, Calatrin, and you get three bottles of the Belly Buster if you want free. Check it all out. A lot of product info at toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for a lot of savings.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Whoopty-doo time. How about cowabunga for Davy Jones? You ready? What are you having for breakfast? In your ear, you got Davy Jones at the moment. Mickey and Henry, is it Diltz? I never did pronounce that name right. Is that right, Victoria?
It seems pretty straightforward. I don't know. Yeah. Diltz? Yeah, D-I-L-T-Z. Yeah.
They're all featured on a Davy Jones Christmas record. Davy Jones, when was it, last year? When did he die?
2012.
God, has it been that long? Woo! So how does a Monkees Christmas album, though? The Monkees didn't seem to be much about Christmas.
Well, it's not a Monkees Christmas album. It's a Davy Jones.
Davy Jones.
Sort of do the story, yeah. It's a Davy Jones Christmas record. It's just been released. It's called It's Christmas Time Once More. And these are from 1991, the vocals. So He did a cassette tape back in 91 called It's Christmas Time Again. And so they've re-earthed those.
A cassette
and now they have...
What's a cassette?
Yeah, right. and so they had... But now they've re-recorded with Mickey Dolenz, who was the fellow Monkey, and his sister Coco, Davy Jones' daughter Annabelle, and this rock photographer Henry Diltz, who did a lot of the albums.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he shot the albums for the Monkees.
Yeah.
And he was also in a rock band, so that's why he's not just a singing photographer. He actually was in a rock band.
So there is in this some new material, and then there are versions of songs like White Christmas and God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen that are a part of this, right?
Christmas.
I never took
that. Just like the one.
Davy Jones?
Yeah.
How did you like the Monkees without
liking
like
the
Davy
Monkees.
Jones?
I did, well, that's just, I don't know. I like the Monkees together. And children. Listen, I should do my own Christmas album.
Yeah.
Sleigh bells in the snow. I think I'm better than Davy Jones. What do you think? I'm dreaming of a
white.
You know, we're going to move on to Mandy Moore. 25 and change after on the DJV program. Another Christmas tune, though.
How could this be Christmas?
Mandy Moore is already on the holiday list. dropping off a pair of Christmas songs early, in fact. I don't know if it's not so early. A lot of stations. Have you seen the number of stations that flipped in the last week or so to Christmas music? Amazing. All around the country.
Most
every city
ready.
Now has. Yeah.
Yep.
Christmas is
it's a lot earlier,
in the air.
But yeah, today I predicted the day after Halloween trees would go up, and all over Instagram, all the trees were up.
All the trees
everybody
are up.
Setting them up, and Christmas music. Everyone just skipped Thanksgiving this year. It's just all about Christmas.
Yeah. So anyway, the words to this tune, there's a photo album apparently, and you can read the images as the song goes along. Is that how this is being presented?
Yeah, it's a lyric video.
Yeah. How do you like those? Have you seen many of those or not?
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah. Usually what an artist does is they put out a song, and if the video hasn't been shot yet, they'll just put out a lyric video.
Yeah.
So, and then they'll do the real video later. I would assume maybe Mandy Moore would do that too.
Mm-hmm. So is this an album? This song is supposed to be sort of a reflection on this past year, I guess, right? And then she's got some other songs in here that, for example, it's the most wonderful time of the year. That's, you know, I don't warm up to her, never have.
I like her as an actress. I was never a fan of her singing voice, but she's had a pretty good musical career.
Has she?
To me, she's like Muzak, you know, like in an elevator.
Nothing special. All right, anyway, we managed to make a mess out of that. Or I did.
We?
28 after. Okay, I'll take credit. 28 after on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the news that a COVID vaccine is just on the horizon, a program must be undertaken to reverse the attitude of some Americans that are overly skeptical of the vaccine. Former Surgeon General Vivek Murthy believes that may be just as important as the logistics behind distributing it. He tells Fox News that the government will have to make data readily available for review to build people's confidence in the vaccine.
Now the onus is on us to be as transparent as possible in helping them understand what the science does say, having experts review the data, making that data readily available so that even people outside the government can review it. That's what we're going to have to do. And ultimately, the way we allocate this vaccine has to be determined based on need, and that alone.
A recent Stat Murphy poll found that only 6 in 10 Americans said they would take a COVID-19 vaccine if it would lower their risk of getting infected by half. This is USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020 Masters Golf Tournament at 20 under, 5 strokes ahead of Australia's Cameron Smith and Sungjae Im of South Korea. Dustin reflects on the final day.
You know, getting off to the start that I did, a birdie 3, which was good, and then 4, bogeyed 4 and 5. Even though they weren't, like, bad shots, you know, I still gave myself good looks for par on both the holes and hit good putts. So, you know, I still didn't let it bother me too much, and then, you know, hit a great shot into 6 and made a birdie. That kind of settled me down a little bit. And then after that, I really drove the ball really well from there to the house. And, you know, obviously it's a tough day. It's always tough to get it done in a major, no matter how good you're playing. It's hard. I was nervous all day. I could feel it. I mean, you know, the Masters to me is, you know, it's the biggest tournament. It's the one that I wanted to win the most. And so, yeah, I mean, I felt it all day. And, you know, I'm just very proud of the way I handled myself and the way I finished off the golf tournament.
Dustin Johnson won the 2020's Masters and set a scoring record at 20 under par, 2 strokes better than the former record held jointly by Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth. Cam Newton and the New England offense beat Lamar Jackson's Ravens in a rainy primetime matchup of Sunday Night Football. The final score was 23-17 in the AFC showdown. The Ravens' record drops to 6-3, while the struggling New England Patriots improved to 4-5. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. We'll add a little sugar and spice, everything nice, a little salt and pepper to your day today on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here to get it right. Get it done, right? If you can't do things right, why do them at all, Victoria, right? And do we have to have a definition of what is right? I don't mean right of center politically. I just think doing the right thing and doing things correctly. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And yes. Okay.
You out of breath? You just ran another marathon?
I was thinking about Thanksgiving. And what we are going to do differently in terms of food. What sort of food are you going to do, if anything, different? Do you go out for Thanksgiving, or do you cook at home? Do you go to your mother's house? What do you do?
Well, the last probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, Lewis and I have gone out to Thanksgiving dinner with my parents at a restaurant because it's just the four of us. Last year we went to his family's house in Queens.
Yeah.
That was like a big Thanksgiving dinner. This year we're not doing anything. If the weather is nice outside, we'll sit outside and visit with my parents a bit on Thanksgiving Day, but we're not doing any meals or anything. It's just, we're in New Jersey. We're in the middle of spikes left, right, and center.
So that's why I asked the question, is it going to be a lot different this year across the board? And, you know, you look at things.
For some people, it will be. For others, for other people, they're just doing, you know, business as usual. I mean, technically, every doctor who's, you know, worth their medical degree has said that this is dangerous to do if you're bringing in other people from other households. That's the point.
That's why I'm not going to California.
Right. You're not supposed to. Yeah. You're supposed to stay in your own pod or family or whatever you want to call it. But people who live in the house with you, then you can do a small family Thanksgiving. That's fine, obviously. But, you know, you're not supposed to bring in multiple households. And yet some people just don't seem to get that message. So I don't know. We're going to see a lot of spikes at Christmas. Christmas is going to be the problem is everyone's worried about Thanksgiving. People should look ahead to Christmas. Do you want to be sick at Christmas? Because we're going to see another huge spike, I think.
Really?
Well, it's 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. It seems to be about the turnaround of COVID cases when they spread.
Well, I'm not going to hold that thought. I'd like to think that we were. I know.
People are being stupid, though, Doug. They just are. You know, people are being stupid.
Not all people. The people in my circle are different than the people in your circle. Everybody, pretty much across the board, that I know, whether I come across them in work, whether I come across them socially, I've been out to dinner three or four times in the last week, and we've gone to places where there is distancing, you know, they only use 20% of the seats or whatever it is, and everybody's got a mask on. I don't see it around here, even though Massachusetts has a huge spike. And I'm wondering what else it could be coming from, because you and I both agree, and it seems to be borne out in what doctors would say, wear the mask, practice personal distancing, and you're giving yourself a pretty much, I mean, if you look back across this past 8 months, pretty much anybody who's worth his or her salt that knows anything about this stuff knows that we would have had a 75 or 80% better return, if you will, if people had done the simple stuff. What the hell is there about it that's so difficult? You know, you're so damn arrogant that you're, I don't wear a mask. You can't make me wear. You know, think of somebody else, you jerk, other than yourself.
Right.
Think about somebody else other than you. Maybe that's it. Today is International Tolerance Day, started by the UN General Assembly, the goal of getting educational institutions and the public to see tolerance as a staple. How are we doing on this around the world? I guess it depends on where you are. I guess it depends on who you hang around with. There's a lot of intolerance that's still prevalent in the world today. Religious intolerance. For almost anything that you can find, whether it's religion, sex, race, whether it's you're a big person, a little person, whether it's, you know, it just doesn't make any difference what the category is. Whether you like certain types of music. I mean, everybody's got, it would seem, there's a problem. You got a problem with everything. Why don't you enjoy how wonderful it is? Look outside. Where I am today in my studio, I'm looking at a beautiful blue, clear sky, and it's a calm morning here. And I'm thinking to myself, I went outside with Daisy a few minutes ago. It's a little chilly. But it's just so beautiful. The air is so clean after a storm we had. You and I had storms on the East Coast here.
Yeah, they were
yesterday.
Pretty bad last night.
Blew out lots of stuff. So you go out and you take a big, deep breath. And you think to yourself, oh, man, do I have a lot to be thankful for? And I'm betting most of you do. Sometimes you don't want to acknowledge it. But all right, a couple of food news items. The hunt is on, Victoria, for cage-free eggs. There are a lot of toy makers at this time of year, for whatever the reason, toy industry has come up with things that are related to eggs. Now, I don't know what that is, but the cage-free egg from chickens who are raised in large open barns, not in those small wire cages. This is the latest addition to menus at a lot of places that are, you know, the Whole Foods supermarket, for example, is now, I think, not selling anything else. I was in the store yesterday to get some eggs to cook for Daisy because I cook her boiled eggs, hard-boiled eggs, and I have a bite of hers. Every morning I have a bite of an egg because
I think maybe one bite. I don't like the, I just don't like eggs. But there are lots of people, and this is big buyers now for big stores who are looking for nothing but cage-free eggs. So,
and you know what the thing is, though? Cage-free is such a, it's such a farce. Because when they say cage-free, in a lot of cases, it's actually worse for the chickens. Because they're crammed into even larger pens where they have actually less room than if they were in an individual cage. So the labeling of eggs, the only way that you're
like
getting...
it's like organic label. It doesn't mean anything
it,
anymore,
it doesn't
really.
Mean anything. And people think that they're buying cage-free. Oh, this is better for the animal and better for me. It's not. They're still... I mean, it's horrible.
Range-raised chickens are different than cage-free. Free chickens.
Yeah, well, free range is another thing. Well, what does it actually mean? And there's a different definition that every factory farm
has. On my farm,
it
means they wander around where they want to go.
That label would be pastured, because that means they're actually outdoors in a pasture eating grass and worms and, you know, and bugs and the things that chickens and cows are supposed to eat. So that's the label that you really, well, whatever, grass. But that's the label that you really should look for is pastured. Because pasture-raised, that's the only one that really means that the animal is outside. It's pathetic. Well, our labeling system is a joke.
Well, that's because these big ag businesses, like all the other big businesses, have gotten into positions of power at government, and they influence
the lobbyists,
what is said and done and how it's done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, story about some cows. We did the chickens, now we do the cows. The fight or flight. Remember last week I was talking about facial recognition with cows?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And what is it? Really? Well, now there is a new heat sensor. See, I get all this stuff because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and these things come in the trades all the time. So I look at some of these things because I'm very careful and very interested in my own cows. So there's a new heat sensor that will help identify blood flow in a cow's face. And that's part of the facial recognition, but this goes on.
Does that indicate a healthier cow? Like, what's the point of this?
Well, it's sort of like when we have what our blood flow is. You know, what's going on in our system. Cows' hearts are much bigger, obviously, because the machine of the cow, 1,200,000 pounds, whatever it is, you know, it takes a lot of pumping to push the blood through the system and to make sure it gets to the head. As, you know, you can tell, by the way, by whether a cow is stressed or not by looking into their left eye. Did you know that? You probably didn't know that.
I don't know anything about cows, no.
Yeah. If you understand cows better, there's a lot of this new stuff around, and the left eye will tell you whether the cow is going to run away, in a manner of speaking, wants to get out of the situation that she's in. And I wondered about whether people, you know, we've gotten so much science into so much of life. Cows should be left alone. You remember the old Elsie cow thing, milk from contented cows? Cows are contented if you leave them alone. They give the best milk if you leave them alone. They will live longer if you leave them alone. But there's so much pressure on the cows. Now, there's some of these horrible places in the Southwest where they have 10, 20,000 cows. They milk them three times a day. They run them through their feedlots, and then they run them back into the dairy where they have robotic milkers. They are not touched anymore by humans. They're just machines. They have become commodities and machines. And I can't get the quality of the milk that comes from a cow like that. You might as well be drinking that crap, the almond white water or whatever else there is around. Because the cows that are being pressured and pushed, you're kidding yourself if you think you're getting quality. Most of the milk that's on the shelves today, unless you can actually pinpoint the dairy, like there's more of it now around, for sure, of local dairies producing local milk. But if you can't find the source of the milk on the carton itself, then you should stay away from it, because the milk is going to be absolutely worthless. And the fact that everybody's doing, well, not everybody, but a lot of these big companies, they go to the colleges and they want to come up with new ways to measure how effective the cow is going to be and
what the breed, you know, is and what kind of a calf they're going to have and are they going to be able to milk 12 months and 3 days or all that stuff. That's not what a cow is about. And if you can't find milk from a local dairy, why waste your time? That's the one and only way that you can enjoy the milk and get the benefit from it. Make sure that you're finding milk from a local dairy. How'd you like to make your holiday recipes and cheese boards stand out this year? Well, get your hands on some quality cheddar made with the finest ingredients. This is coming from a multi-award-winning creamery in Cornwall, England. Andy Solomon is going to tell you more about Cathedral City Cheese.
And this time they're bringing cheese. Cathedral City Cheese, the UK's favorite cheddar, is landing in more than 5,000 US grocery stores just in time for the holidays. With more than 50 years of cheese-making expertise, Cathedral City Cheese is made using the finest ingredients. It also comes in an innovative pillow pack with the ability to reclose it after use, which ensures the quality of the cheddar and avoids food waste. Master Cheese Grater, Mark Pitts Tucker.
I'm so excited that Cathedral City Cheddar is going to be available in the United States. It's a cheese unlike any other that Americans are going to love.
Cathedral City Cheese is debuting with cheddar blocks, including mature, extra mature, and vintage, which has matured for around 20 months.
100% British milk from English dairy farms, along with traditional cheese-making techniques, means Cathedral City Cheddar delivers a unique flavor and unrivaled consistency.
To learn more, visit cathedralcitycheddar.com.
This message is sponsored by Otsuka America Pharmaceutical Inc. and Lundbeck. While many people may likely feel a bit down from time to time, an estimated 7.1% of the adult American population lives with a serious mental illness known as major depressive disorder, often referred to as depression. Depression affects people in numerous ways, including how a person feels or behaves. Symptoms of depression last for at least 2 weeks or more, occurring nearly every day. Dr. Rakesh Jain.
Depression treatment and treatment length may vary for each person, but typically consists of medications such as antidepressants, psychotherapy, or a combination of the two, as decided by a patient's healthcare provider. However, some people taking antidepressants may still experience unresolved symptoms of their depression. This means that although they are receiving treatment for their depression, they're still suffering from lingering depression symptoms. For patients taking an antidepressant but who still have unresolved symptoms of depression, it is important that they speak with their healthcare provider to discuss treatment options, which may include psychotherapy or adjusting, changing, or adding medications. Regular communication is an important part of getting good medical care.
If a patient has been taking an antidepressant but is still dealing with symptoms of depression, they should speak with their doctor about available treatment options that may help.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, so not to belabor this or make it more painful than it is, this is not the theme from Downton Abbey, that's for sure. All right, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. I have a movie review for you, Chuck, or a movie I saw last night after you bring us into while we're playing the theme from The Twilight Zone.
Because I'm looking at the birthday, celebrity birthdays. Burgess Meredith was born. He passed away in 97, but was born this day in 1907. Did four Twilight Zone episodes. Many regard he starred in the best one of all time. That's saying a lot. An episode called Time Enough at Last, where he played a bookworm bank keeper. When the world ends, he has more than enough time to read every book he's ever wanted. And at the end of the episode, his glasses fall off and break, and he can't see anymore. And it's one of the most nasty, heartfelt, frustrating ends of any Twilight Zone episode of all time. But he was a fantastic actor, played the Penguin in the original Batman TV show, and of course got the role of Mickey in Rocky in 1976. I can't see another actor playing that role better. In his scene in the apartment when he goes upstairs to plead to Rocky for him to be his manager, and Rocky throws him out and then goes after him and they sort of make amends, is one of the best scenes I think ever filmed in movie history. It's an iconic scene. I love that scene.
Alright, so when we get our box office totals for the weekend, I'm wondering how the Kevin Costner movie is doing. I went to see it last night, and he and Diane Lane star in a movie, has Jeffrey Donovan, who's come out of, I don't know where he's disappeared to the last 6 or 7 years, but he's all over the place now in two current movies. Good guy in one of them, bad guy in another one. This movie, Let Him Go, did you bring that to your theater, Chucker, in Pennsylvania?
We did. We did. We're about, I don't know, 8 to 10 people a day. I know a couple of people that saw it. They liked it. They said it's more violent than they thought it would be, but they did like the film. Sort of a slow burn.
The only violence, not to give it away, is when Costner's character has his hand chopped off. But other than that, I think the story is compelling. It's taking place about 45 years ago. They filmed it up in Canada. It's stark, I guess. But, it, you know, when you look at Costner and see his body of work, I was thinking about, because I saw a little bit of The Untouchables, and he looked so young in that because it was done, what, 40 years ago or so. He certainly is aging, whether you think he's aging well or not. Women still seem to like him and his presence. But he gives a powerful, it's not unlike the performance that he's giving in that show on Paramount called Yellowstone. It's the same sort of a character.
He likes that genre. It appears he radiates to that genre. But yes, he's had a fantastic career. Obviously, we talked about, you know, when he off the huge success of Dancing with Wolves and Field of Dreams and The Untouchables, and you know, then his ego inflamed a little bit and did Waterworld, a very expensive movie, and then The Postman, sort of torpedo his career a little bit in terms of big studio project. But he's worked consistently throughout the last, three or four decades.
I'm a big fan. This is a movie that would deserve a little more attention. Interesting, because I've seen in the trailers last night, it looks like there's a little bit more. I don't know whether it's a push or whether it's feeling like, okay, we better put a few more movies out here and there. A couple of really good movies look like they're in the offing for December, according to the trailers anyway. So let's just hope they do well. So how did
the number one movie of the weekend was Freaky, a horror comedy with Vince Vaughn, $3.7 million. Let Him Go did about half of that. It was number one last week, number two. Yeah. This week, that seems to be the trend. Movies are having, you know, they do right around 4 million when they open. So you sort of know the amount of people willing to, you know, to take the whatever risk there is going into a movie theater and watching a movie. There was a big story over the weekend that I thought was interesting. Wonder, according to the trade Variety, Warner Brothers is contemplating two options for Wonder Woman 1984. They either hold a movie to sometime mid 2021, which you would think would be the viable choice, but they're also, according to the trade, seriously contemplating releasing Wonder Woman 1984 Christmas Day this year, limited in theaters for maybe a couple weeks, and then putting it on HBO Max. That's a complex strategy. I can understand why they might be tempted to do it, but I still think the best strategy is just to hold it till.
Let's talk this through. Let's say they release it at Christmas and they're out with it for 2 weeks. They pull it back. They may put it on a streaming service. Then they release it again next April.
I think it would be one or the other.
Yeah. They shouldn't be so damn inflexible.
I want to see that film, though.
Creative. Yeah, this is all.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.